DW.
John Bright sits in the garden of the Purple Fiddle, a cafe and music venue in Thomas, West Virginia. The town is nestled on the eastern slopes of the Blackwater River, its imposing brick buildings laced with decorative ironwork lined up parallel to the water. The town's architecture is somewhere between industrial and Wild West. Across the river is a dense, leafy forest. The Purple Fiddle itself is a rusty red brick building with purple wooden beams and a long history as the former mining town's top shopping destination, as owner John Bright explains.
Oh, yeah. The DiPaolo store 100 years ago was the Walmart of Thomas. There's no doubt. They sold everything from beer to boots to mining helmets and lights. Yeah, they sold everything.
A truck loaded with tree trunks drives by. The picturesque high street with its eclectic antique shops and former opera house is officially a highway. Lorries drive past every few minutes. But apart from that, it's very quiet in the Purple Fiddle. There have been no live concerts here since mid-March when the coronavirus crisis hit. John Bright, a former photojournalist, has spent almost 20 years developing this place as a well-known music venue in the region. It regularly draws bands and audiences from across the East Coast. Now, all that is under threat.
We are mostly known for being a concert venue, and we don't know when we'll be able to get back to concerts. Just have no idea when we can have live music at this point.
Thanks to an easing of the virus prevention measures, John can now welcome guests back to the Purple Fiddle's terrace. But there's little sign of tourists who usually come for hiking in summer and skiing in winter. That may be bad for business, but John is glad that people are staying safe and helping to stop the virus spreading. Although there have only been a handful of cases of coronavirus in the whole of Tucker County, which includes the town of Thomas, the area has still been just as hard hit economically as the rest of the US. John has started a side job delivering pizza to make ends meet. He's had to let his 12 employees go.
The government's paying the staff so much to stay at home that they don't want to come to work. Because if they get paid by me, they don't get those government monies, the $600 a week that they get right now. So we're kind of waiting for the government monies to run out so that we can extend our hours and hire back more people.
This is not the first crisis the town has lived through. In its heyday, more than 2,000 people lived in Thomas. Now it's just 500. The end of mining was almost the end of the town too, until the artists came. Seth Pitt from Michigan was the first.
I mean, I moved down here on a whim, you know. Someone said, I think you'll really like it. The rent was cheap and there was a good job. And then when I got here, the community was amazing. Of course, there's all the natural beauty. There was just this really amazing group of people, some of them transplants, some of them who had been here forever, and just a really nice kind of community feeling that resonated with me.
Thomas now has an art scene more in line with an urban hipster neighborhood than a provincial town. Half a dozen galleries, a textile designer, an art supplies shop. Photographer John Ryan Brubaker studied art in Brussels before moving here.
This is coming right into our peak season. So from May until September is when we do most of our sales and we make most. So it's a problematic time to be closed. It's hard for me to argue that our art spaces should be open if it's bringing any risk at all.
Instead of regular tours and festivals, the artists have a new concept. As another truck thunders past, Seth shows off the works in his gallery. Abstract graphics, naive watercolours, and experimental photography. A glimpse into the wide variety of works produced by Thomas's artist community. It's a shop window exhibition for the few visitors who do travel here. But the artists are now mostly exhibiting their work online.
John Ryan built a website, and put the exhibition online. Put a bunch of the artists that we represent online as well, and then, you know, have been like working on how to wrestle social media to be able to drive people to that, which is something that basically we've kind of steered away from.
The divided response to the pandemic among the town's residents reflects the split around the country. The artists, a liberal and relatively new community concentrated in the historic town centre, are taking care to wear masks and keep their distance. Their cafe is only selling takeaway coffee for now. But just 200 metres away, many of those born and bred in Thomas are enjoying regular lunchtime service at the Country Road Saloon pub. A family is tucking into their burgers and chips. Anyone wearing a mask here is greeted with funny looks and laughed at. Landlord Gary Riggs, with his grey beard, wears a baseball cap, but not a mask.
Personally, I'm in the high risk. I'm 63. Yeah. I've had a heart attack. I have two stents. I have high blood pressure.
All the good stuff.
If I was to catch corona right now, it wouldn't be, why me, God? It would be, oh, okay, it's my time.
The last few months of lockdown have been a struggle for him, too. He tried to get a loan from one of the support schemes for small businesses, but without success.
Some of the things didn't make sense. The zero tolerance approach and the government picking and choosing what was essential and what wasn't.
Thomas is home to three churches. Jay Bunting is the town's Methodist preacher. For the last few weeks, he's been holding services again in the simple white wooden church. The congregation has had to get used to the new safety measures, plenty of distance from others in the pews, and no hymn books. Singing is too risky. Bunting fears the pandemic could spell the death of the town, despite there being only a few infection cases in the whole county.
Tourism is what's keeping this area open. One of the last lumber mills in this area shut down not too long ago, and a couple of my parishioners work at a couple of printers, which were dependent on those lumber mills. And now their jobs are in jeopardy. When those jobs leave, where are the families going to go?
But John from the Purple Fiddle won't give up so easily. He's restarting live concerts outside on the terrace, and his website is still advertising bigger indoor gigs too, although he doesn't know yet whether they can take place. He's sure of one thing.
We're going to survive just fine.
DW.